been a long time since the cappuccino was fashionable.
We go to one of those cappuccino places.
Cappuccino.
Practice situational awareness next time you're at the gas station.
So then I said, that is my car.
Silly guy.
Gets every time.
Silly Billy.
Hey, welcome to Gas Station Cappuccino. This is episode either 154 or 155. It depends on where we're at. We're not really sure. One of those. So, Dean, I got something to talk about.
Yep. I'm pulling up an email to reference later.
Yeah. There we go. Oh, man, you got something to talk about too, huh?
Well, it's kind of what's, yeah, I'll get to it.
All right. Did we talk about lapel mics?
Lapel mics, like the ones that come off?
No, like the ones that you clip on your shirt.
Oh, yeah. I remember I said I was going to make fun of people that wear them.
You're right. Yeah. But the funny thing is, so some people, it's a classic thing right here. So people have been making lifting videos. Like, for example, Dylan Cooper does it a lot, right?
Yeah, yeah.
For a dozer and everything.
For sure.
And now other people are, right? So like Zach is also, his buddy Zach Tellender. You get some other people that are doing it now. And John's doing it. John North is doing
it got one
sometimes.
Now.
I saw him wearing one the other day.
Oh.
And so you wear just this little wireless microphone. It's like the size of, you know, like a little,
looks
like a Hot Wheels. It's like a size like a Hot Wheel car.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. I was going to say it looks like one of those fucking square like trackers.
Yeah.
Yeah, like a little. Yeah, it looks like a fucking little square.
Yep. And so you just pop it on your collar, and then, you know, it goes Bluetooth to your phone, and then
good camera.
What's that? Or a camera, right?
Yeah, like
sure.
Good DSLR or whatever.
And then it picks up the audio, and so people are talking between lifts, and I'm actually totally fine with it because, for one, anyone who's trained weightlifting, especially on a team, there is some banter and chatter that goes on. If you're in the either education industry, right? Because you can talk. Otherwise, what do you do? Like, you know, your voice isn't going to be very good, you know, if you're trying to explain something or talk about something while you're demonstrating also, or even while someone else is demonstrating.
Mm-hmm.
And years ago, I think it was 2016, when I was doing the lifting fix, I wanted this. Like, because I was always explaining something while someone was lifting. And the only way to do it at the time would be either it was a wired thing, or there was something like you could wire it to a phone, but then you have to record through another phone and then try and get the audio together. Like, basically, there wasn't this solution.
Yeah, unless you wanted to. Well, there was. It was just super expensive.
That's right. It was $120, something like that.
Already
more.
Something
like that.
Back in the day, you had to get like the nice ones you would see like a news person wear.
Right.
Where it's like the little ball and you have to have the full pack that goes down your back.
Right.
It's kind of what you would see like on reality TV still.
And that's what I meant by wired, right? Like that's not, like, it wouldn't just be self-contained on your collar or whatever, right?
Yeah.
And then, yeah, and then that, and then the big pack, and then I have to go, it was this whole fucking thing.
Mm-hmm.
Well, now these people are, you know, they're wearing them, it's out there. And this morning I got served an Instagram ad.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, we do this sometimes if I see an ad that's interesting or whatever, I'll kind of like go down the rabbit hole a little bit. And you learn a little bit about marketing and stuff that way too.
Mm-hmm.
So I get served this ad. And I'm like, well, how much is this thing? I wonder. And I don't really have a need for one now. I have been making more reels and stuff, but I can't, like, I'm sure I would come up with, I would use it. I would find ways to use it.
Oh, we'd even use it here. We need one, honestly,
yeah,
for
okay,
here.
There we go.
Do so many. I'm using my like good camera. Whenever we use the good camera, I use my, like top mic, right?
Sure.
My external mic. But this made by the same company, Rode, makes the same little ones that you're seeing a lot of people have, like, you know, on Instagram.
So this one goes to your phone. And I guess it would go to those two because there's different ways to when you order it. Point is, I click on the ad. I'm like, let me see what's going on here. $30, $29.
Hmm.
And it's the mic that clips onto your collar.
Mm-hmm.
And then you choose, okay, do I want the lightning port, you know, like for an iPhone? Do I want the USB-C? Do I want whatever, you know? And so whatever connection, you know, if you want to put it on the nice camera, whatever, if it has a, you know, USB or USB-C or whatever different.
Yeah, sometimes they go into the top, but my camera does
the micro
Bluetooth. My camera has Bluetooth, so.
Right, there you go. And so, that's how it works. And so well, then it Bluetooth to that connector, right?
Yeah, but I still think there's a piece that goes on top where, like, I put my other mic that has, like, a little...
Yeah, something
like
plugs in somehow.
Yeah, it goes into plugs into the side, and then you screw this little... Or you slide this little piece into the little camera slot or the microphone slot, and then it plugs into the side of the camera.
Yes, that plug maybe or whatever. So, anyway, the point is...
It's like a headphone jack.
Oh, okay, yeah. So yeah, maybe it has one of those. So you know, there's like four options of mm-hmm. how you want it to connect. Mm-hmm. And so I'm sitting here and I'm like, this is exactly what I wanted. Like 7 years ago, this was, I was looking for this. I was looking fucking everywhere. And like, it wasn't a thing. Or if it was, I couldn't find it. It was,
not for phones.
And yeah, I'm like, I just want to plug in my phone and then it just a little thing and Bluetooth. And like this, I remember being extremely frustrated because I was like, this is not difficult technology. Like we are so capable of doing this. Like Bluetooth is a thing. It's,
I mean, seven
like,
years ago, it would, the getting the audio clear would have been tough, like over the waves.
I mean, there was Bluetooth headphones.
Yeah, but they weren't, like 7 years ago, they weren't great.
Or they were bigger ones is what
like,
it was.
Honestly, if you think, dude, honestly, 7 years ago, dude, like the ones that were wireless were pretty big.
Well, I think they're over the ear, right? You'd have to,
you also had to have the giant neck battery that went around your neck.
Well, I had a...
And then it went up into the... Like, it went like this.
Right. Well, I had a pair of... they were Bose, but they were on-ear. Right. So then all that technology could be within... It's like it the headphones are wearing, right? Like, on... Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
You're talking like Beats by Dre size, classic.
Yeah, I
like
guess big, that they did have, but those like, were huge.
Right. But they weren't just like earbuds like we have now.
For sure. And I did have a pair of Bluetooth Beats, like, I guess, over 7 years ago.
Right.
But yeah, they weren't like the small AirPods. AirPods right. weren't a thing.
So really. Maybe that's the thing. Maybe it was the size thing, right? Again, like the quality and the size. Anyway, point is, I was like, dude, now here's this thing. It's exactly what I wanted. And it's like, should I just buy it now since I wanted it 7 years ago? And $30. And so I was like, well, this is what I'm going to do. I'm going to see what's up. And so I just added it to my cart and then exited out and figured I'll get wing-dinged, you know?
Yeah.
Anyway. They sent me a code for 25% off. So I'm thinking, well, $22. Now this is getting more likely all the time.
Yeah, they're getting more and more affordable, right? Like if you want like a nicer one, like a Rode one or something, you're going to pay like over $100. But now everybody and their mom makes them. And obviously like the quality, like if you're doing it from your phone, does it really matter if you're not going to be publishing it like on like YouTube?
Oh, if it's going to be just on Instagram or Reels or whatever, right? Like,
yeah.
And if it's going straight through the phone?
Yeah, if you're not using a DSLR, then it doesn't really matter if it's going to the phone. It's like people use like their headphone microphone a lot, you see, or their earpods. You can set up your earpods where it's kind of funky, but like you can set up your earpod where you only can hold one and then just use it as like a mic, like in a on the ground or like right in front of you. Or there's ways of like manipulating like your earpods and shit to use it as a mic, but
or just wear them, right? People just wear them,
or you could just wear it if you don't want to wear it,
right?
Yeah.
Anyway, I'm just glad that technology finally caught up.
Yeah, no, they're convenient. And like when I said I make fun of them, it's funny because it's just more it's just so common now. It's like everybody is talking to their phone while they're working out now or their cameras. So it's like always funny. Like back in the day, you'd see it on YouTube. Someone would do a lift and they'd walk up to the camera and like talk about like what they're doing and then go back. Or someone's behind it explaining and the person in front's not saying anything really. And they're picking it up maybe with like, good microphones somewhere else or like on the cameras where people have like cameras like in cups and shit.
I just love the haters on it too. Everyone's like, oh, look at it. I fucking hate all these people. Like I guess everyone's wearing lapel mics when they're, well, you know why everyone's doing it? Because people like it.
Yeah.
And because it works. Because if nobody liked it, if it wasn't engaging, if people didn't like those videos, other people wouldn't be doing it. People are doing it now? It's because they saw someone else do it and they said, oh man, I like that. Look at this. This video is getting a lot of interaction. This must be helping people. I should do it too. Oh, look, it's obviously helping them grow their following, whatever. Like people, if nobody liked it, people wouldn't be doing it.
Yeah,
if it's a growing trend, that means it's effective. And then you're over here hating on it. It's a silly thing.
I think the people
that
are hating, like the real, actually upset about it and not just like, oh, this is something topical in pop culture that's like easy to make fun of. But if you're like actually upset by it, I think you're just like upset that person.
You're just upset.
You're just upset with, you're just upset. And you're also just like, you have a feeling about that person.
Yeah.
Like, this person thinks he's important enough to have this.
It's
like,
it's a reason to hate.
Yeah. Or yes, it's just like you just like, oh, why does this guy think that we care enough about what he says that he needs a microphone for us to hear it?
Yeah.
I think that's more where people like the real haters. I just think it's funny because it's like I use fucking microphones all the time. Like we do production shit all the time.
Why wouldn't you?
But it's just funny. Like I was going to do a video where I just had like my giant microphone like taped on my shoulder. It was going to be like a funny reel, like, but act like it's like totally normal. would have like a fucking like giant like giant microphone just taped with duct tape on my shoulder.
Mm-hmm.
It's like doing a reel.
You could make a reel about this exact conversation. You could do one of those and be like, lapel mics in 2015.
Yeah, fuck your lapel mic. Look at my fucking super mic. They're just gonna get bigger and like cell phones. They're just gonna get bigger and bigger and more obvious. Remember, like the cool thing was like, how can I get the smallest cell phone possible?
Yeah.
And now it's like, how can I get an iPad in my pocket?
Well, now it's come full circle, right? Like they went bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger, and then people realized that like now this won't fit in my pocket, and now like you go get an iPhone. Because I remember being,
I still get the biggest one.
I remember being pissed off because I wanted the one that had the most memory and like all the features. I wanted like the Pro, but the only Pro edition was the giant one, the Pro Plus. And I was like, well, okay, but if I get that, like then I got this pocket issue. Like I don't want to carry that thing around. But now they make the Pro in the smaller size.
Yeah.
And so that's why it's more for
people that are just like maybe watching more videos on their phone. Mm. You might want the bigger one. That's the only thing I can really think of. I just like having the bigger one because I do watch like YouTube on my phone and stuff like that. And I just like the bigger, like if I'm at work and there's like a tournament on I want to watch or something, like I'll have my phone propped up. So I got the bigger the screen, the better for that, I guess.
Yeah. All right. What's with that email?
Oh.
Let's get into that.
Okay. Yeah.
Might as well.
Things got a little shooken up in USAW.
Yeah.
So I have the email that went out to...
USAW members.
No, that one, but I also have the one that went out to the Masters people.
So I got that one.
The one from the guy.
Matt.
From Matt. How do you say his name?
Stacio.
The one that Stacio? He sent. Or no, it was in the Facebook group. This was in their Facebook group.
Okay.
Maybe you got this already. I don't know.
I just, but honestly, read it for, I just like
word for word.
I just scanned it. I didn't really read it that closely, so it's good.
Yeah. Should I read the whole thing?
Is this from the Facebook group?
This is from the Facebook group. Open letter from CEO.
Oh no, it says in response to. So this is somebody responding to what
USAW sent out.
This is someone responding. Okay. So real quick, I'm just gonna overview what the email that he sent out was, or my take on it, because I just skimmed it. And you tell me if I did okay. Because again, I just scanned it real quick.
Mm-hmm.
Basically, the new CEO of USA Weightlifting sent an email to Masters athletes and said, hey, Masters Nationals was great. A lot of people are asking if we're going to make Masters Nationals a part of the national championships for all of USA Weightlifting. We're not. Basically, the Howard Cohen and the Masters Nationals are not going to be a part of USA Weightlifting's normal national events. And then at one point it said something like USAW and USA Masters are the same. And I remember that confused me because like you just said that you're not going to incorporate them under the USA Weightlifting banner. And then you said that they're the same. And that was kind of what I got out of the whole thing.
Yeah, I think from what I understand now I feel like I'm confused, that USAW is now absorbing all of the US Nationals, Masters Nationals, everything. Their entire umbrella, USAW is now absorbing it all.
Okay. Oh, maybe that could make sense because when you say okay, yeah.
So USAW has now came into the Masters National kind of circuit, right? And it was not a USAW sanctioned stuff. It was separate. They had their own funding. They're all all self-funded, very profitable, alleged apparently. Their camps and everything they've done has been very profitable. They've never lost money on an event.
Sure.
And where there's been a lot of evidence that USAW has lost their ass on a lot of events.
Well, let's this. I have the actual email from him, and every paragraph there's a bold part at the top.
Yeah,
so we can just go through those. So the history of weightlifting runs deep in our Masters members. The word community may be overused elsewhere, but not in Masters weightlifting. The passion of our Masters members is real and respected. And then there's like seven sentences about this that like don't anyway. USAW has no plans to incorporate the National Masters or Howard Cohen American Masters Championships into our National Championships Week or any other existing USAW meet.
Yeah, so I think they're not going to add it to those marquee meets, but they're going to have their own separate things, it sounds like. Still going to be separate, but it's going to be under the USAW banner, under their control now.
Right. And so then it says, the USA Masters weightlifting and USA weightlifting are one and the same.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So to clarify, what I understand is confusing to some, USA Masters weightlifting is USA weightlifting. USA Masters weightlifting, also known as the Masters Council, is a committee of USA weightlifting. While this committee provides important voice for Masters athlete, it is not a separate organization. It does not have a separate board of directors. In fact, USAW bylaws make it clear the Masters Council is strictly an advisory and serves the request of USAW board members, directors, and staff. Then he says the financial elements of Masters events raise significant questions, whatever that means. People want more clarity or whatever. Our Masters members want the financial rewards of national level Masters meets to be invested back in the sport. We will make this happen. Then it says the process of bidding, awarding, and hosting Masters events must change to comply with the governance and best practices around conflicts of interest to ensure USA weightlifting remains in good standing for the USOC. To me, it kind of sounds like it sounds like it's not that they're like taking it over. I think what it's kind of saying is basically that people think they're separate things. And he's like, let's just clarify this. Like this USA Masters weightlifting is not its own thing. People might think it's its own thing, but it's not its own thing. It is a part of USA weightlifting.
Yes, but I think that until recently they were not really involved and right. Now they're taking back kind of control.
Right. That's what I'm getting out of this too.
Yeah. Even though they weren't. So now we're going to,
let's hear what people say on the Facebook.
So this is what,
of course all these old fucking Masters hop on Facebook.
This is the email below and Cohen just posted this. And Cohen just posted this to our Facebook group.
Okay.
In response to the open letter from the USAW CEO, I have the following comments. I'm making these comments personally, not on behalf of USA Masters Weightlifting or its committee, but as USAW member number 238, lifetime member. The first half of the CEO letter was both flattering and seemed sincere. We met in the Valley Forge for several discussions and dinners, none of which involved any of the topics mentioned in today's letter. It was decided that we needed to meet again to further discuss the Masters. This meeting was scheduled to take place May 16 in Washington, D.C. For total transparency, this meeting was to take place at my own personal expense, as well as our attorneys. For this letter to come out 13 days prior to our meeting is a shock to me personally. The CEO of USAW made a point in this open letter to reiterate the Masters athletes are treated equally as all other members. Obviously, this is not correct, but I do not hold him responsible, and the reason why is that he is not from a weightlifting background and is relying on solely on the past CEO staff and past board. For understanding, let's make this clear. USAW selects a youth team, junior team, collegiate, and senior team. These teams travel to represent USAW in international events. These athletes are pre-tested by USAW prior to travel overseas. Each of these teams are outfitted in at least one partial funding provided for these teams. In addition, USAW hosts numerous camps for these teams at little to no expense for these athletes and their coaches. Not one of the above listed items are provided for Masters. In fact, Masters camps are thousands of dollars to attend. The current policy for the selection of USA Master event hosting was approved by USAW BOD.
Board of Directors.
Okay. This recommendation was to have the Masters Committee report directly to the USAW Competition Committee for all approvals of upcoming events and locations/hosts. We are told to carry on until the end of 2024. For the record, USA Masters Weightlifting has never held an event where USA Masters has lost money. The USAW cannot make the same statement. I have been present at USAW BOD meetings where the CEO stated that more than $50,000 was lost on one event. That's a lot of people's memberships. Curious that this new policy is only interested in the national event, which has the most competitors and best chance of financial success, unlike the American Masters Championships. Lastly, the decision of the newly formed IMWA, former IWF Masters, to separate was not made at the hands of USA Masters. However, make note that the original Masters International Organization was formed outside of the IWF under the leadership of USA Masters. What the IMWA did in Orlando was simply following the direction of the IWF, who had already omitted them from the new bylaws. To state that this contradicts clean sport is simply not true. If that is the belief, then perhaps USAW should fund the testing of all masters athletes who wish to compete internationally, as is done with all other age groups. On a personal note, I have talked to the chairman of IMWA since the Worlds. I have always asked if he has heard anything from the IWF or any other federation, including the change. The answer is always that the only complaining party is USAW. Also note the vote to split was unanimously approved at the Congress in Orlando by all represented nations. Blah, blah, blah. I won't make any further comments. Blah, 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 blah.
So,
what's going to happen? What's going on?
I don't know. It just seems like they want to be involved out of nowhere, it seems like. And they're kind of like, what are you getting out of all this?
What it sounds like to me is that, okay, so let me say this. I did not know that USA Masters and USA Weightlifting, I thought they were a separate organization. Right, I didn't know that USA Masters was a part of USA Weightlifting necessarily because I've attended a Masters World Cup event, and you know heard about you know national championships and all this, and I've never, to my recollection, I've never received an email from USA Weightlifting that has anything to do with Masters. Mm-hmm. When I got that email today and I was kind of like scamming through, I'm like, Masters, what the fuck is like, what is going on here? Like, what does master, like, why am I not, like, these words, Masters Weightlifting, have never been said to me from USA Weightlifting prior.
Mm-hmm.
And then basically to go on, he says, like, oh, yeah, it's the same organization. Well, if it's the same, like, but there's been zero interest
until now. Until now.
Now, hold on. Also, is that a bad thing? No, I don't think it's necessarily a bad thing, but what...
Depends on who, what side of the story you're on, well, I guess. It's like, it seems like from this one biased letter we just read, right? Heavily biased to one side, it sounds like USAW's been losing their ass on meets.
And they're trying to save
and
it.
These USA Masters meets are getting more people signing up and they're making way more money. And all of a sudden, now they want a piece of that pie.
Yeah.
That's what I got out of this.
That's
I could be totally fucking wrong.
Now, here's the other side, though, is the other things he said are also true. You know what? If USA Weightlifting is going to pay for the testing of athletes before they travel abroad, or if USA Weightlifting is going to partially fund the travel for Masters athletes to international competitions, great.
Mm-hmm.
That sounds great.
Mm-hmm.
But if they're not... If they're not going, because he's right, they do those things for youth and junior and senior, but they don't for masters.
Mm-hmm.
And that's part of my disconnect. Like, well, what do you mean USA Masters is part of USA Weightlifting?
If you don't do that.
They do all these other things for these other people, but they don't do shit.
I think that's what their point is, right?
And so maybe it's going to happen. Doesn't sound like it.
Yeah. I guess it's kind of very early in this whole kind of weird sudden interest.
Right.
I don't know what that means, what's happening inside of USAW internally, maybe financially. I don't know.
Miss Phil.
You know, who knows? But it, I don't know. I really haven't heard any, but also I'm not a Masters. I mean, I am a Masters. Technically, I compete in Masters now.
This year.
Well, I can compete as in the year I turn 35.
You turn 35 this year?
Yeah.
You're 34 now.
34 now. So I can compete as a Masters tomorrow.
Yeah. Oh, congratulations.
Yeah. That's cool. So this affects me directly.
Yeah, me too. You got to do one. You got to do one meet and then decide if you care anymore.
Yeah, I will. Actually, I will. That's do what one I meet. Did. Once I have like probably like six months of like moving a barbell, not like training weightlifting, but like moving a barbell again, I'll do a meet.
Yeah.
Easily. In the year I'm 35, I'll do a meet on the record.
there it is.
Yeah, I don't know.
Send Dean the schedule.
Yeah, send me a schedule. I'll even do a local meet. Just compete in the Masters as a master.
Oh, man. Well, you'd have to do a qualifying meet.
No, I meant just like a local meet.
Well, I know, but I'm saying like if you were to do another one, you'd have to do a qualifying meet anyway. Like you'd have to do a local meet first.
Oh, yeah. I just meant like a meet in general. Period. As a Masters.
Yeah, got it.
Oh, you meant like do a Masters like event.
Yeah, why not?
Yeah. I mean, I'd have to train a little harder.
Mix it up.
I'd have to train like a little harder.
Mix it up with the gray hairs.
Yeah, I'd probably be an 81.
Yeah, they changed all the weight. So that was the thing. When I had that master's meet, I'm like, oh man, last time I competed, this was before they changed the weight classes. Like, I don't even know what weight class I am now. Like 94, 96, too heavy. 89. So I went 89. It was like a whole thing.
Yeah, I'd be 81 for sure. I just walk around at like 81 anyways. So.
Oh, you're ready to go.
Yeah. Maybe a little bit over. I don't know. 81 kilos is what?
In freedom pounds?
Yeah.
Man, I don't know. 81, 8.1 times 2, 16.2 plus 162. So it's going to be 178.2.
I think it's like exactly what I weigh.
178.2?
Like literally.
2.2. By the way.
That was pretty good.
Yeah.
I think like at the end of the day, after I eat all my food, like I'm like a little under 180.
Mm. Yeah.
With hydrated.
Yeah.
So that's like perfect. I'm ready to go.
Yeah, this morning I weighed 198.2. Been weighing like 200, but then this morning had a pretty large bowel movement right before step on the scale. You know, yeah. Get that weight down a little bit.
Yeah, for sure.
So I mean, I want to hear from people. I don't know what you guys think. Like, if you're a master's athlete, or if you're not, if you're just in USA Weightlifting, maybe, you know, just someone who's into USA Weightlifting has an opinion on this, even if they're not a master athlete. You know, I mean, obviously some people do.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm curious. Let us know. Send us an email, podcast@caffeineandkilos.com. Let us know what you think. What's going on? Who's getting screwed? Who's getting the short end of the stick here?
Yeah, is this better for USAW or is this worse for the masters? I don't know.
Or is it better for the masters?
Yeah.
Or is it worse for masters? Yeah, tell us.
Let us know.
Let us know. Maybe in 13 days when that meeting with the lawyers goes down at Mr. Cohen's expense, we'll have more info.
I guess the attorney fees is the expense?
Someone's got to pay for dinner.
Or are you talking about the fried eggs?
Let me tell you something. If I'm Matt Sicchio,
mm-hmm.
I'm walking in there. And if it's dinner,
mm-hmm.
I'm going to rack off 3 or 4 cocktails before the food comes.
Oh, yeah. Get nice and bothered.
Getting nice and tuned up.
Yeah.
Not to mention, that's how you pump that bill.
Yeah, no, that's true.
You know what I mean? And then what I'm going to do is probably get around for the table next to us. Right. Yep. As soon as we sit down, I'm going to do something. Maybe I bump him on the way in.
Just 6 patrons for table 7.
Yeah. I slide my chair back and bump the guy. Oh, sorry about that. Here, I got you. Next time the waitress comes around. Yeah, exactly. We're getting around for them. Right. I'm in a house. You say sorry.
Yeah.
And then dinner time, you're obviously going porterhouse.
Yeah.
You know?
Oh, yeah, yeah. You got to get both. You got to get that New York in the filet.
Or you go surf and turf. But main thing is they bring out the menu. You just don't even open it. And they just come take your order.
Give us the works.
That's yeah. Well, okay, you get 2 appetizers.
Yeah.
Right. You get 2 appetizers and a salad.
Some avocado egg rolls.
You get some avocado egg rolls. You know, if they got wings, obviously you get 2 orders of wings.
Yeah.
And then you do this number is you order all the appetizers and everything, and you order last. And then you get 3 appetizers, and you go, you know what? Actually, better make that 2 orders of wings. And you look around and go, I'm enough for everybody. you do that move. Like, you act like you're ordering this food for everybody.
Yeah. But it's for yourself.
But yeah, you're just getting it. You're just racking the bill.
Yeah.
And then,
enough for everybody.
Uh-huh.
3 orders? Yeah, let's do 3.
Yeah, let's get another order of wings there. You know, enough for everybody. And then you go surf and turf. And then
surf and turf the lobster.
Right.
And then get the lobster and the filet.
And a bottle of wine.
Well done.
Bottle of wine for the table.
Well done on the bottle of wine, too.
You know? Would you like a 5th cocktail? Oh, you know what? Actually, I'd like a bottle of this red here. You go, most expensive.
Yeah, you got the vintage 98.
Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah. What do you got? Whatever you got, the oldest one you got.
Yeah. Is that from the Rhone's region? Yeah. And so you order that. And then you same thing. You order the bottle. You go, actually, I'd like a glass. You know what? Let's get a bottle, you know, for the table.
Let's get a bottle for the table.
For the table.
Know. Maybe like, you know, like a 5-acre bottle, you know.
Yeah, dude.
You know, something, you know,
and then,
something petite, you know, something small batch.
And then, and then when you're done, when she asks anybody interested in dessert, you go, yeah, actually, let's get one of everything and we can kind of share them.
I guess, you know, just get us the whole menu at this point.
Oh, yeah, dessert? Yeah, we could try them all. You know, guys?
Yeah, yeah. Let's get 10 spoons. You have 10 spoons and then everything you got. Yeah. Throw it at us, Sally. Yeah. Throw it at us.
Sally, which one's your favorite? Okay, we'll have two of those.
Yeah, three of those. Throw it at us.
Which one's your favorite? Okay, yeah, two of those. So I'm going to want one for just for myself.
And honestly, probably you might as well give us about six little espressos.
Yeah.
Hold the sugar cubes.
And you know what else? Why don't you go ahead and ring up another one? Just put it to go. Take it for yourself. You've been a peach.
Hey, go eat it in the alley out back. On your smoke break. Get yourself a filet for your smoke break.
Yeah, man. That's how you do it.
Shit. And by the way, don't go to Ruth's Chris. Apparently all their food is just like they microwave it all.
Really?
Yeah. And they charge you fucking premium.
Hmm.
I was listening to another podcast. This guy called in that worked at Ruth's Chris because the guy was talking about how much he loves. He's like, yeah, I was a fucking line chef at fucking Ruth's Chris. We microwave everything. Don't go there.
Dude, check this out.
Like,
so
fuck.
I worked at this.
That's a great fucking restaurant. Like, I'm sure the steaks are pretty fresh, but like all the sides, they say all the sides are literally frozen sides that they literally microwave.
I worked at a restaurant for a while in the kitchen, mm-hmm. and we did the vegetables like sauteed. And then at one point we got a new chef, and he's like, the vegetables taste better this way. This is how we're doing them now. And it was now. This was I was 17, 18 years old. It's 20 years ago,
mm-hmm.
But it was baggies. Like sandwich baggies,
mm-hmm.
put the vegetables in a sandwich baggie, throw a tablespoon of butter in there with them, the seasonings in there with them, and then you microwave it. And so they'd kind of like steam in these baggies, but in the butter and seasonings.
Okay.
Okay.
That sounds like a fucking someone that's been in the kitchen a long time kind of trick.
Yeah. Now, so
bottom line,
here's the catch. There, well, also because the serving size they're all portioned out because if you saute
so he's got
in
all these
pan,
pre-made bags,
and then it's like, oh, first side of veggies, boom, throw them in the microwave, and the people never knew. You never knew, right? But that's the whole point of this is also then all those plastics, heating up plastics wasn't
another
thing.
Oh, yeah, you're
thing.
Just melting all that plastic into that broccoli?
Yeah, dude. And what?
Just
what,
melt like the shittiest, thinnest plastic?
Yes.
Too?
What's the quality? And these, don't get me wrong, there was no Ziploc on this. These are the fucking fold tops.
Oh, yeah. You
like
can't,
the
you
fold
can't
top
be money
bags.
On the zips. Yeah,
no, we're not zipping
folds
anything.
Over.
We'd roll them up.
It's like a pocket.
We'd roll them up and put it right in there like you do when you had an eighth at the bottom of it.
Oh, shit, yeah.
You just fold the top
in.
Over it. Yeah.
Yeah, it's just like nice little tube.
Yeah, lines up right at the bottom. You roll it down over there. It's like a perfect amount. Roll the top over that thing.
Dude.
And so that takes you back, huh?
So there's no fucking, yeah, that. And also, there's no grill marks on these veggies. Or
no, no, dude.
They're just all steamed and buttery. Probably,
delicious.
Well, because the butter's probably so potent in the seasonings that you don't get the plastic taste.
You wouldn't have no idea.
Even
no
sometimes,
idea.
Like, I'll have, like, a plastic bag, and I'll have,
just
like...
Just eat it.
Well, if you ever eat the plastic bag. If you ever eat cookies out of, like, a plastic bag, I think because the cookies, like, sucks in the moisture, too, you can kind of taste the plasticky taste.
Also, maybe they got hot. Like, they got hot at one point, leached into it, maybe.
Yeah, just you can taste that it's been in a plastic bag, and that's never good.
Drink soap this morning.
Drank soap?
Oh, yeah, dude.
What?
Well, so... I was getting some kombucha.
Okay.
And we got like the big bottle, so I poured it. So I had a little travel mug. And so I decided to really go for it. Actually, max effort creatine. Mm. Their tri creatine is great. Mm-hmm. Anyway, I put a scoop of the creatine in and then I poured
in the kombucha.
Yeah, getting wild. Okay. The ultimate health, ultimate health hack. You heard it here first.
Whatever gut issues you might get from the creatine, the kombucha's going to take care of it.
That's what I'm saying, dude. And so,
not that it gives you any, but...
It's live cultured creatine. Could it be any healthier?
Yeah, that's fair.
And so, anyway, I do that, fill it up with kombucha, and then I'm driving, and I go to take a first drink, and I, like, slide the, it's like the top where it just kind of slides back. I slide it back, and I notice there's a few bubbles on top. And I was like, oh, well, kombucha's...
foamy.
Yeah. Effervescent.
It can be foamy.
Yeah, a little effervescent.
Moving
bubbly.
Around, getting it in the car.
That's what I thought. I was like, oh, maybe it's just kombucha foam. And I take a little sip and it tastes just like a little soapy.
Oh, that's Dial.
And I was like, yeah.
And I want kombucha tastes like Dial.
Like, oh, apparently last time it was either me or Jess, one of us, whichever one of us washed,
soaped it, didn't rinse it,
didn't do a very good job rinsing
Not
the lid,
a thorough rinse,
right? Yeah. And so
you
I'm
get stuck
like
in the crevasse,
yeah. And so I'm thinking like, oh man, is this in the cup or is it just in the lid? Because I got 5 grams of creatine in this,
mm-hmm.
not to mention the live cultures. If I throw it away, that's murder. First of all, for that bacteria.
Yeah, it's bacteria. I mean, it is a living organism.
Living organism. Second of all, I got 5 grams of creatine in this. How am I going to be pumped? How am I going to make my gains? How am I ever going to recover?
Honestly, you'll probably never recover again. If
probably
you threw it
never
out.
Recover again.
You'd never
if I threw
be able
that
to get
out.
Back.
I'd be sore for the rest of my life.
It's true.
And I'm committing bacterial murder.
Yep.
Right.
Doubling down.
Could it get worse? At this point is what I'm thinking.
No.
So that's what I came to. That was the conclusion I came to. No. And so what I did is I took the lid off and I tasted it without the lid on and I tasted no dial.
No dial.
And so I think
so
what happened
the
is
lid.
The lid. I think how that part slides back and forth, you know, probably it was like wash the slid
guy,
and when they're rinsing it.
With the first squirt of the dial hit right there.
And then it got so slid back over it and it sealed it in.
Yeah. That's a little surprise. Yeah. That was really bitter.
I was like, oh, kind of sweet.
Oh.
A little sweet.
Why is it
soap.
Blue?
I was like, why does this taste like cilantro?
And why does soap have to be colored? Does it need to be blue?
Oh, it's a food coloring thing.
Yeah,
no.
But like, does it need to be?
So you see it, I guess? I don't know.
I don't need to see the soap, though.
We don't use colored soap.
Yeah, I'm just thinking, like, I don't know the point. Like, sometimes it depends on what one we buy.
Yeah.
Usually we have, like, some that are clear. Sometimes we have the dial that's blue.
Well, we get the
whatever Costco has.
We get the natural. I don't know exactly what brand it is. Jess buys it. But it's like, doesn't have added, whatever. It's more natural kind.
Yeah.
And so that's why I wasn't too worried. I'm like, well, you know what? If this whole thing tasted like soap, then I would end up later on the toilet again for sure, right?
Yeah,
I think if you drink soap, you get the Hershey squirts. Pretty sure.
Probably big quantity. Probably, yeah. I don't know if that amount would do it.
That's what
maybe.
I was thinking. How much would it take?
Probably a lot. We'll have to test it.
Anyway,
out.
So I drank it.
I'll take a sip of I'll take a shot of soap, see how long I can hold it in.
How long you can hold it in? From the backside pinching?
Yeah. Yeah. See how long it takes.
Oh my god. Dude, this morning
I'm gonna be so foul. It'd be hard to swallow.
I was doing GHD sit-ups this morning. I thought I was gonna shit myself.
Oh yeah.
But I didn't. So that's
you're
good
all
news.
Right.
Yeah.
Didn't do it.
Yeah, I didn't do it. But I was like, one or two of them, I was like, oh, things are happening. So it was weird, like doing GHD sit-ups. You're like flexing the quads, but then pinching the cheeks. It was like I was getting it from both sides.
Yeah. Yeah.
It was tough.
You just got to kind of, it's a balancing act.
It's hard out there. It's hard out here.
It's hard.
You know?
Yeah. Yeah, that's funny, dude. GHD. There's a lot of pressure happening in the lower half.
Yeah, I think that's what it is, the compression.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah. Maybe you should have done reverse hamstring curls to really make sure nothing came out. You got to really kind of flex
just
that
keep
back.
Keep everything tight in one side of the body.
You might just do it so much where you just have to poop out of your pee-pee.
I don't think the plumbing lines up that way. Also,
shitting poop.
Did you call it
poop?
Did you call it a pee-pee?
A pee-pee.
Is that what you call it, Brock?
Yeah, get out your pee-pee.
See, that's
no. I don't know what I call it. I don't know.
That's always the question, parents, like people with kids. It's like you're talking about their kids' genitals.
Mm-hmm.
What do you? Okay, you want them to know the appropriate name, so mm-hmm. if they're talking to a doctor or mm-hmm. if there's something's going on, they mm-hmm. they know what's up.
Yeah.
But at the same time, it's like you know you tell them, okay, well this is I guess for boys like is their penis, their vagina.
He knows penis, caca, dick. He knows all those words.
Wiener.
Sometimes he'll say dick and he'll laugh.
Cock and balls.
Yeah. Dick.
Dick.
Sometimes it's so fucked up. We'll be out like eating after gymnastics. We usually go to Chipotle and right next door is a Dick's. And we usually kind of just go in there and walk around, fucking kill time before we go home after we eat. And he'll just sometimes be like, I need dick. And like the S doesn't really come through really good. I'm like, yep, we're going to go to Dick's. Just to make sure everybody knows what he means by that.
God.
I need dicks. I need dick. Yeah, we'll go to dicks. Don't worry.
Man, you got Johnson. Last night, Nora, my 6-year-old, was at the table, and she's like just being silly, saying like nonsense words. So she's like, oh, icky bicky, lemon sticky, mommy titty.
Oh. A little curveball.
Just not looking at it. Just like try not to like make it that. Oh, you laugh. You can't not.
No, yeah.
But like,
sure.
Why is that funny? We didn't want to get into the why is that funny conversation. So we're both just like looking at each other, like, oh my God.
That's
dude,
funny.
This is great. This
That's
is
hella
great.
Funny. Dude, sometimes Brock will speak
so
of
I
that.
I encourage her. I was like, icky bicky mommy titty. That's right.
That's right. You just got to roll it at that point.
Like, it's nothing, you know?
Sometimes dude, Brock will grab, kids. Like, Kelsey will be feeding Blake. And then sometimes Brock will like grab one of his like stuffed animals and like lift up his shirt and like kind of like, suck it on his nip. So funny. Yeah. Like, there you go. That's it. Yeah. That's how you do it.
That's it, dude.
Oh,
that's
man,
how you
so
do
funny.
It.
So funny. So funny.
While we're talking about this, might as well. It's funny. So both girls, mm-hmm. right? And so, you know, it's like you go to like wipe them and you'll be like, oh, like wipe your butt. Like, gotta make sure you wipe your butt, whatever. And I don't, they were like young. Like, I don't remember. It was Maddie. She was like 2 years old, probably, right?
So yeah.
Like, it's like, oh, make sure you wipe your butt. Anyway, so she didn't really understand like the difference, like butt and vagina, whatever. Like, like it was just like, oh, whatever. Like, oh,
yeah, my under area.
We're gonna wipe you, wipe your butt. Right, exactly. Yeah. And so anyway, so then I remember she like sees me naked, you know, she's like, Daddy's got a funny butt. So she's calling it, so she'd call Dick funny butt.
A funny butt.
Yeah.
Oh, that's funny.
And then I was like, Jess, I think you need to like explain to your daughter, like this whole
It's not a butt.
It's not a butt.
No, Brock, yeah, Brock is, he's three, but he's really good at, you know, going to the bathroom and all. He was actually really easy to potty train. It was great. And I still like help him wipe his butt after he poops and stuff. Yeah. He's not really like thorough enough at this age, right? So I just like, I don't fuck around. I'm like, dude, touch your toes.
Let's go.
Get your like, I'm gonna make sure this thing's clean.
Going prison warden.
Yeah, yeah. Go touch your toes and we're gonna fucking
spread them.
Get that one wipe cleaner, dude. And it's done. I don't gotta worry about him fucking smelling like stank. Touch your toes.
Dude, we'll just keep it rolling, man. Nora's like, she wasn't feeling that good, but she was like, fine. We sent her, she didn't have a fever or anything, so she went to school. Mm-hmm. And then she's such a trooper, like doesn't complain about shit. She comes home and then it's like during dinner. So she'd been home for hours, not a word. How's school? Oh, good, good. Whatever. During dinner, she goes to the bathroom and like she's in the bathroom. You hear her yelling out, oh, gotta. Today at school, I had a little diarrhea. I got just a little bit of poop on my underwear here. Like, you just saw it. You know? And I was like, at school, you had some diarrhea? Like, she didn't say a word about this. She didn't call. Nothing.
She kind of just
dealt with it.
Dealt with
handled it.
Handled it. Like an adult.
I'll just handle it.
Hey, I had a little diarrhea today.
And I was like, you had a little diarrhea at school? She goes, not a little, a lot. I had a lot of diarrhea. I'm like, oh my God, Nora. Like, are you, how you feeling? Like, you okay, man? Like, I didn't know you were like... I knew you like say you weren't feeling too hot. I didn't know it was like diarrhea not feeling good. Like, we need to talk about this, man.
Yeah.
Anyway, and she's like, oh, it's a little bit of my underwear. So yeah, maybe change those. She's like, yeah, I'll get a fresh pair that don't have poop on them. Yeah, smart. Smart. He's kindergarten.
Yeah, it's right. Probably, yeah, probably better.
Probably better.
Probably better to get a new pair.
Just turn them inside out. Dude, yeah, how funny is that, though?
Dude, that's so funny.
Such a trooper. A trooper.
Just dealt with it and just moved on with their day. Oh, oh, that was interesting.
Anyways, my fourth grader,
where are my crayons?
Oh, man, that was a lot.
Telling the kid next to me, Billy, you should have put shit all over that bathroom. I don't know what I ate last night, anyways.
Probably. They don't know what to eat. Like, they don't know what to eat.
Anyways, you want to go on the swing?
Yeah. You go in there and there's these huge turds. I'm like, hey, which one of you left this giant turd in the toilet? And there's like,
You'd be impressed. Like, apparently at the age of like three,
you just have
your poops are the same size as they are when you're an adult.
I don't understand.
They don't really change.
I don't understand the physiology of it.
It doesn't make sense.
That's crazy.
Yeah, I've seen some of Brock's turds and I'm just like, how did you even do that?
That dude, it's crazy.
Yeah.
Gross. Every parent's know.
Fucking stink to all hell, too.
Huge turds.
Fucking stink.
Yeah. Well, there we go. I think we pretty much covered it all. We didn't even get into the one thing I want. We'll save it for next time.
Oh, okay.
Range of motion.
Oh, yeah. That's a whole podcast.
That's a whole thing. That's like if I start talking about that, I'm going to start sweating.
Yeah.
You know, for sure.
And we'll get a little preview on kind of what to expect next week.
There you go.
Yeah.
Range of motion.
Range of motion and how terrible it is for you.
Yeah, why would you want joints to go through the entire range of motion?
Yeah.
God, I got to stop now or I'm going to get into this thing.
Well, yeah, thanks for tuning in to GSC
155. covered masters weightlifting, children's genitals, and funny butts.
Funny butts. Next time.